We have Kathleen McGee.
Senator Johnson, Representative Kamega, my name is Kathleen McGee. I appreciate being given the opportunity to speak today. I've got some testimony here that I will hand out, but I'm not going to speak from that. I'm just going to mention a few things. Mostly ditto to everybody who is a proponent of both LD 72 and 748, and an opponent to 584. I just wanted to bring up a couple of things. Legally, biologically, ethically, and economically, 72 and 748 are really beneficial to the state of Maine, and I hope that you will consider passing those as they stand. I think that there is somewhat of a false choice, that we're being given right now between either protecting smallmouth bass or allowing a free run of alewives in the state. And I would argue that it's not an either-or. That's a false choice. We believe that the smallmouth bass fishery, which is very important to the state, will actually benefit very much by a free run of alewives up the St. Croix River. And I just wanted to mention also that if you implement 584, there's going to be some kind of fiscal note, and I imagine it's going to be fairly large. If you do 72 or 748, you just take a board out of the dam. It's really simple, and there is no fiscal note to that so far as I can tell. And there's no risk, we believe, because of the science to smallmouth bass fishery. It's kind of akin in my mind to... it was once very much accepted that the world was flat, and that is not pejorative. We believed that very much, and we've discovered that the world is round, and I would not want to apply a political solution to that debate. I would not want us to be debating that today in this or any other committee room in this state house, and I would not want to get to the point where we'd say, we're going to agree that the world is flat for another 10 years until we see whether it benefits everybody for it to be round. The science shows that the world is round, and the science is unequivocally in support of the fact that the alewives are not a detriment to smallmouth bass. And in fact, legally and ethically and biologically and otherwise, we're really kind of required between the Clean Water Act and our own water quality standards here in Maine that we open that river to alewives. Thank you.
Any questions from the committee? Thank you.